Diary of a Fly by Dorian the Corn, pictures by Harry Bliss, read by Kyle. June 7th. Tomorrow is the first day of school. I'm so nervous. What if I'm the only one who eats refrigerated food? June 8th. Great news, everyone eats refrigerated foods. Slurp. Toothpaste. Crust. June 10th. Things they teach you in flight class. We are the almost unaccomplished flyers on the planet. Our average speed is 4.5 miles per hour. Leap backward when taking off. Jet airplane. Good. Us. Better. Things they could teach you in flight class. Always have a flight plan. June 12th. My parents left us with a babysitter last night. When they got home, 87 of us were stuck to a strip of flypaper. Zip. Whoosh. Thwap. Mom says we were a lot easier to watch before we grew heads. Kick me. Flypaper. June 14th. Today we practice landing on moving targets. I'm standing on her head right now. June 15th. My school picture came out terrible. Mom says next time I better all my eyes looking in the same direction. June 17th. My first science assignment is to use my 5 senses to observe something creepy. I choose a first grader design team. 5 sense observation by fly. See, will not fit in the jar. Feel sticky. Smell, not so good. Hear, annoying slurping. Taste, not so bad. June 18th, Worm and Spider came over today. We used the magnifying glass to take a really good look at ourselves. Yogurt. Ice cream. Root beer. No idea. Dirt. Great nat juice just with milk. Cabbage, orange peel, more dirt, still more dirt. Dirt, man, we really are filthy. July 2nd, I'm making an all about me look for my mom. My life, day one, first day as an egg, me. Day 5. First day I was a mangot. Day 7, first day with a head, worm. Day 10, first day of school. July 13th, I asked my mom, why can't I have my own room like worm? Because you have 327 brothers and sisters, that's why. I told her we could put half of them in the garage to save space. Yap! I'm having a timeout in the garage right now. July 14th. Spider's grandfather is so smart. He taught me flies were a very important part of the food chain. Very cool. You're very important. July 15th. Worm sat me down and explained the food chain. That is so not cool. July 16th, the baby sister came back last night. She bought a frog. When mom and dad got home, we were already all exactly where we were when they left. July 21st. Why I should make a good superhero? I have the most powerful flight muscles on the planet. Grrr. Whoosh. I can land upside down. Whomp. I can see in all the directions at once. I see a spider. Spider can be superheroes. Bend steel with their bare hands. You eat horse manure with your feet. Moments later, grrr, grrr. I'd better save those puppies. Dog catcher. You're coming home with me, girl. I never thought about it that way. July 22nd. Did I learn that flies beat their wings 200 times per second? A race king. No wonder I keep falling asleep in math. July 23rd. I visited my Aunt Riti today. She's been trapped on the wrong side of the screen for a week. My word, how you've grown, dear. August 1st. I just know I would make an excellent superhero. I have 4,000 lenses in my eye, each eye. I can walk on walls. I can change directions in flight faster than the blink of the human eye. Spider can superheroes. She saved the world from outer space. Feeling your brain is the size of the sea, same speed. Zis up. Ellen Gilcher. Moments later. Pow! Whoosh! Thanks, superhero girl. I never thought about it that way. August 2nd. Today I told Worm and Spider that I could never be a superhero like I wanted. Worm looked at me right in the eyes and said, "The world needs all kinds of heroes." Spider said, "I never thought about it that way." Neither did I. Book report by Fly. Lord of the Flies by William Goldie. A nice job next time doodling in the margin. Mom put this on the fridge. Spider is so good at soccer. Wind tunneled right through the marshmallow. My favorite dinner. Pretty. Tiny heroes of the rescue. Protecting our planet. Wonder Worm helps Earth breathe. Super Spider flights evil insects. Fly Girl, she'll change the future. The end. Thanks for listening.